music from 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Kittens, kids, That was Lither, and This Is The Day from their album Soul Mining. Nice to hear some of them synth sounds coming back into fashion, I think, when I switch the radio on these days. Let's have a listen out the window, though. Well, that's quite enough of that. Grey and miserable as I pre-record this programme for you. In the roof of my house in North Manchester. Who the hell are you? I hear you scream as you throw your cocoa at the radio. Well, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead warbler of elbow. The reed warbler of elbow, if you like. And this could be my finest hour. Welcome, everybody, once again. Taking you to the end of your weekend with a selection of tunes, some of which you've picked, most of which I've picked. The Beckapedia will be dropping by, and Chili's picked one as well. And a criminal cover version will face the music, as always, in It Was Murder. Quite good on this week, actually. Yeah, a bit grey and blustery out there. Yeah, when this goes out, hopefully it will have brightened up. I've got a couple of festivals with the band this weekend, which will have all come to pass by the time this is broadcast. The Isle of Wight Festival, followed by a gig at Jodrell Bank Space Telescope, which I'm just very excited about. So yeah, I'll be able to tell you more about them next Sunday, after I've pre-recorded the next show. See what happened? We've been time traveling. The featured artist this week is, well, it's the lyrics of Stephen Patrick Morrissey. I absolutely love Morrissey's lyrics, and I cleverly spotted one in a cover version that's just been released this week. Yeah, more about that when I play it, actually. All sorts of other stuff going on. If you can hear, I've got a bit of a cold going on. I'm a little bit chesty. Apologies for that. It always happens when we're about to go on tour with a band. Whenever we've got some gigs coming up, if we've not played in a long time, I immediately get a chest infection or a throat infection or something of that nature. This isn't too serious, though. It sounds worse than it is. That was for my mother's benefit, really. So, straight on now, this is LCD Sound System. It's called All My Friends. It's repetitive nature, it's slow build, makes it a modern dance floor epic, if you ask me. Hope you're having a lovely Sunday. Thank you. LCD sound system, and all my friends. I love it. Loretta Room is a regular listener and friend of the show, always sends me very long, very poetic emails. This one is about how the show is debilitating her. She says, Guy, all this spring I've tried to listen as I clean up or move about my day, and always I find myself stopped, stilled at the window, motionless, or ambushed by beauty and suddenly undone. I now realise that I can only turn on the finest hour if I'm ready to be taken on a journey, unaware of where it can bring me and where it will leave me off. She recommends a tune by Kathy Ziegler called Happy and Free from Bring It Back. She's loved it since she heard it 5 years ago. And she says at the end of her email, the afternoon sun has reached the little prism hanging in the kitchen window now. It's scattering rainbows every which way. And Deroufle's in Paradise and visits here again thanks to you. What better way for me to end? Gratefully, Loretta. Thanks as always, Loretta, for your wonderful emails. And here is the song you suggested. Once again, that's Kathy Ziegler and Happy and Free.
It's a transient night, but for now I'm yours and you're mine. I wanna be happy and free. I wanna see everything. I wanna know goodbye.
an excellent song for Guy recommendation from our regular friend and listener Loretta Room. Kathy Ziegler's Happy and Free was what you just heard. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, and do keep them coming in, base your recommendation on what I've played on the show and the music I make with my band, but try and make it something you think I've never heard before. You don't have to include the song, just name it and we'll go and find it in the BBC library, because that's what your licence fee is for. It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk if you have a suggestion.
Six Music. Weekdays on Six Music. From 10, Lauren Laverne.
Six Music Mornings. I'm Lauren Laverne. Thank you very much for joining us today. Lovely to have you along.
From 1, Radcliffe and McConey.
When I got Toto, our dog, you know, I had him chipped. Presumably, kids will just be chipped with the internet soon, huh? Just know everything straight away.
PC's gone mad.
Lauren Laverne from 10 and Radcliffe and McConey from 1.
If for once we lurched towards something that sounded quite slick, we didn't mean to.
On 6 Music.
6 Music.
BBC 6 Music.
Now, this week's featured artist is Morrissey, but it's all Smith tunes I've chosen, actually. This is How Soon Is Now. Something clever going on with the scan and pan here. If you're listening on headphones, you'll know what I mean. This sort of, it's a guitar sound, but it jumps from ear to ear rapidly. If you're listening in stereo, the Smiths, How Soon Is Now. I want you to listen to the opening line of this, because we're concentrating on Morrissey's lyrics.
I'm
I am the son and heir of a shyness that is criminally vulgar. That is some poetry. Our featured artist this week, that was The Smiths, of course, featuring the words of Morrissey. Grizzly Bear have an album coming out in September. The album title is yet to be confirmed, but this is on the record when it comes. It's called Sleeping Ute. And if you don't know what a ute is, I think it's the abbreviation of utility vehicle. It's an Americanism for a truck.
And I can't help
Grizzly Bear and Sleeping Ute. Beautiful original music. And you know, beautiful original music don't just take care of itself. You need good police. Our victim was a 1966 single by Los Bravos. The first ever international hit for a Spanish band, it was a beat pop favourite that had everybody dancing, and the Audio Assassins jockeying for position. First to mark his target was Tony Hatchetman Hatch, whose bludgeoning bossa nova treatment was almost fatal. Fortunately, he was called away at the critical moment to destroy the dreams of some new faces. Next, wielding an impressive array of weapons from cheesy synthesizers to screeching strings, La Belle Epoque led it whooping and hollering to the middle of the dance floor and attempted to disco it to death. Thankfully, it crawled to safety during a violent segue into kung fu fighting. Then, brandishing his impressive instrument, Loopy Lord Sitar embarked on a plucking frenzy that had fingernails and strings flying everywhere. Only the merciful brevity of the track prevented permanent injury. But in a dastardly deception, when the John Schroeder Orchestra, masquerading as a 10 Bob Tijuana brat-alike, donned their sombreros, grabbed their trumpets and prepared to blow this 60s classic to Kingdom Come, it was murder. Something about that I quite liked, actually. Let's keep that between us.
Come back to me, let a time go wrong. That is bad.
Los Bravos, Mercifully, eventually, of course, and Black is Black. More Moida next week.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
I put this tune on in Craig Potter's car. Craig is the keyboardist in Elbow, and he gives me a lift to the studio most days when we're writing at home. And more often than not, I make a quick compilation and put it in stereo when I get out there so that we can listen to and discuss and be inspired on the way to work. This tune was huge for Gary Numan, and for a pop record, does surprisingly little musically. There's a couple of really catchy refrains, some amazing sort of synth sounds, but not very many words at all. The drum's great, the tune's great, don't get me wrong, I really like it, but it does surprisingly little for what an enormous song it was. Can I draw your attention to the synthesizer right at the front, the high line, sticking on the one note all the way through the passage? I think it was a very brave thing to do, which ended up defining an era of pop music. Enough of my crapping on. I've been talking almost the length of the track now. Here's Gary Numan and Cars.
I'm never accused the free design of being highbrow. A band of siblings from Delavan, New York, they were certainly educated to a very high musical standard by their father, Art Dedrick, himself a talented trombonist, arranger, and public school music teacher. But when Chris, Bruce, Sandy and Ellen recorded together, it wasn't classical music they produced, but rather a mixture of sunshine and baroque pop, which coming as it did in the late 60s when raw folk and psychedelic rock were dominating the scene, proved almost totally chart unfriendly. But with their rich, inventive jazz harmonies and the precise, percussive delivery of their beautifully blended vocals, it's easy to understand why they've lately enjoyed a resurgence in popularity and influenced the likes of Stereolab and the High Llamas. Listening to the delightful Kites of Fun, with its sweet and innocent Sesame Street-style lyric, behind the sunny simplicity, you can clearly hear many influences, from Bach to the Beach Boys, and it's interesting to note that it takes exceptional musical skill to make such an intricate performance sound so effortless. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Kites Are Fun by Free Design, as chosen by the Beckopedia. AM and Sean Lee have an album out called Celestial Electric. I want it, I want it, I want it, I want it, I want it. That was a hint from my crack production unit at BBC Media City here in Salford. Yeah, send us the album, would you, folks? The song's called Dark Into Light, and it's very exciting, I'm sure you'll agree. That was AM and Sean Lee from the album Celestial Electric, that's Dark Into Light. Here's the new one from my old mate Damon Albarn. This is The Marvellous Dream. I just love his voice, and the older he gets, the more I love Damon's voice. This is a great tune.
Hurricane, spit and tornado growl over London today. Brought some godfire to the stay. Beam onto Earth, Jerusalem. The Spirit, he comes upon a mighty way. Felt some godfire in its way. I called to the dance, now the party began. Alcohol, holiday on the drug and bass drum. Levitating youth jump around the May Queen. A time for revival, or maybe just a marvelous dream. Moon rises, I hear, come call me. The end of the cycle's come again. I am helpless in a awake in the mad and next morning. Empty a belly and courting my time. I am helpless, advocate. I called to the dance, now the party begun. Alcohol, holiday, I'm a drug and bass drum. Oh, gander, moon is pillaged side, go swap your bed. The looters of your heart will prove that you are not quite dead.
Six Music.
Steve Lamacq, An Inquiring Mind.
The curiosity gene in my journalistic head is now thinking, how do we get from Louis Sum into something which leads you to Six Music?
A passion for music.
Lyrically, it's special. This gorgeous piece of lilting, shoegaze-esque music.
And a good ear for gossip.
It's one of those apocryphal stories which I still like to believe is true, but this record, if you believe the legends, was born out of a heated exchange, shall we say, at one of Radio 1's old fun days in the 70s.
Steve Lamacq.
That's jaunty, isn't it? It's more jaunty than I remember it.
Weekday afternoons from 4.
Jaunty, that is. It's jaunty.
On Six Music.
You know where we live.
Victoria, Victoria. BBC Radio
6 Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
David Bowie, of course, and Ashes to Ashes. You're with me, Guy Garvey, till midnight. I'm the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. David Bowie walked past us once, to be more specific, when Mark Radcliffe and Mark Riley were both presenting together on Radio 1. They had a David Bowie day, which involved the great man himself going in for an interview with them, followed by several people covering his work. We were first up and waiting to go into the studio when Bowie was having his interview with Radcliffe and Riley. So, yeah, so he budged past us. With his security guards, of course, he had to rush on to the next gig. And he brushed past our keyboardist, Craig, who stood right in the doorway of the control room, where most of the BBC were gathered, actually, because the great man was in. And as he left the room, Craig sort of chuckled to himself. And afterwards, when I got the opportunity, because we had to spring into action, get our gear set up, I said to Craig, why did you laugh when David Bowie walked past you? And he went, well, he did exactly what you want David Bowie to do when he walks past you. And I said, which is? And apparently, when he went past Craig, he made a sort of little busy noise like this. He went, whoa. That was Broken Social Scene and Cause Equals Time. And that was Juliet Styles' default song. I asked for your default songs a few weeks ago, i.e. when you're not doing anything else, what's the tune that bobs into your head? Dave Rogers is in touch on the same subject. He says, "Hi Guy, for some strange reason my default song is I Talk to the Trees from Paint Your Wagon, as sung by Clint Eastwood. Maybe it suits my voice, but I often start singing it. What best for me is that I get a reaction of smile from the people around me that I work with. Smiles or laughter, which is all the better because the people I work with have early onset dementia. I agree not a great advert for my singing, but to put a smile on their faces makes a hard job so much better and maybe gives them a memory or of the film or a reaction to the film. Just like the clip you directed us to the other week, the man with dementia reacting to music, you're so right, music really does make a difference. And I always try to adjust music and even food when I can to my patients." Dave Rogers from Shrewsbury. Lifesaver, go on, Dave. By the way, anybody who works in that kind of profession, looking after other human beings, I love you and I respect you and you're all angels. There you go. Robert Garvey has been in touch on the default song tip. He says, "I don't have a default tune, really, I don't. But a former co-worker of mine would always whistle the first phrase of Deck the Halls. It was an endearing personality tic. I worked with him for 7 years and he could be heard whistling that single phrase, usually with a slight jazz inflection or syncopation at any time during the working day or at any time of the year. I think a lot of us get mind worms in the form of the Barber of Seville, Tijuana Taxi or Spanish Flea. Those last two are the worst, I suppose because they're so hard to rinse out once they set in. Your show's a great remedy though, keep it coming. Rob Garvey in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada." I love it. Got an email somewhere from somebody from the Arab Emirates, the first that I've known of, actually, listener out there. But I'll read that to you in a little while. What's up next? Oh, yes. This song is the reason that this week's featured artist is Morrissey. Morrissey's lyrics are amazing. And I spotted this lyric. I wasn't familiar with the song. Well, I kind of knew it once I'd heard it. Anyway, let me go from the beginning. This is The Separate, featuring Jonah's Policewoman. The album's called, let me just check this out, the album's called Orchestral Variation Version 1. And this is a cover of The Smiths' This Night Has Opened My Eyes. Now, once I heard, I went and found the proper version, or rather the original version of the song by The Smiths, and I recognised it once I heard it. But I spotted this lyric as being a Morrissey lyric, just because nobody else writes like this. The opening line is so bleak, but so poetic at the same time that it couldn't be anyone other than Morrissey. And that's why I made him my featured artist this week. An incredibly sad song, an incredibly beautiful song, and a wonderful version of it. Jonah's Policewoman has my favourite female voice on earth today. This Night Has Opened My Eyes.
In a river the colour of lead, immerse the baby's head, wrap her up in the news of the world, dump her on a doorstep, girl. This night has opened my eyes, and I will never sleep began. Cried and cried like a bully child. A grown man of 25. Oh, he said he'd cure your ills, but he didn't and he never will. Gone, but the baby is real. Oh, you did a good thing. She could have been a poet, or she could have been a fool. Reminds you of your own again. She took away your trouble. Oh, but then again, she left pain. So poet, or she could have been a fool. Oh, you did a bad thing. And I'm not happy and I'm not sad.
The Separate, featuring Jonas Policewoman, from the album Orchestral Variation Version 1, that was This Night Has Opened My Eyes. Beautiful. One more Smith cover coming up before the end of the programme. Bleak and beautiful. Andy Dunn, the prodigal Andy Dunn, says, Guy, it's been a while since I've made a suggestion for your show. I was wondering when you were going to turn up, Andy. I hope the Olympic song's going well. Can't wait to hear it. I'll be volunteering in Hyde Park. I'm an Olympics enthusiast, and I predict that performing aside, you're an Olympic cynic, am I right? Not at all. I'll be glued to the television with the rest of the nation while the Olympics is on. Andy says that he was working on his MA in education last week, listening back to one of the programmes, and only the day before he'd been in a record store in Camden, heard something, thought it was Brian Wilson, and on asking, found out that it was Brian Wilson's wife. She records under the name Spring, or in the UK, American Spring, but he can't recommend a song as his copy was yet to arrive at the time of sending this email. So, no worries, Andy. I think I found it for you. This is American Spring. Wilson has definitely had a hand in it. It's a Song for Guy recommendation from Olympic volunteer Andy Dunn, and it's called Fallen in Love.
Flowers come in the spring. Oh, all the love I can bring, bring it for my baby. All I can do, you know, it's for my baby. I love him so. Baby,
that I love, live it with my baby. I love him so. I love to grow with my baby. Yes, my baby.
American Spring, as recommended by Andy Dunn, and that was Fallen in Love.
This is what happens then, Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Gideon Cow.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Tubby, Aphex Twin, Gillian Welch, Hank Williams, Tom Waits, Cravats, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Captain Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boys, Biff Stanchion, Wilco, Mickey New, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Bill Wells and Adrian Moffat, Cortez, Gans, I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the 6 Music listeners, and that's it.
Gideon Cow, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right, there's an important piece of music happening now. Important piece of music alert, pay attention, pay attention. If you're going somewhere in the next 5 minutes and you've got this on headphones, or if you try not to be interrupted for the next 8 minutes in actual fact. Turn this song up and don't do anything but listen to it for the next 8 minutes. Maybe get yourself a cup of tea. If you can pause this broadcast, if you're listening again, pause it, get yourself a brew, and then play the song. This is my favourite tune in ages. It's from a band called Yeti Lane. Their album's called The Echo Show. It's out now, and this is the opening tune. It's called Analog Wheel, and it's amazing.
Thank you.
told you, didn't I? Yeti Lane and an Analog Wheel is the name of the song. The album's called The Echo Show, and can't stop listening to that a minute. I absolutely love it. Go and buy it. A Song for Guy recommendation is basically a recommendation from you, the listener, something we can all play together. A lovely, lovely man called Rob Cooper's been in touch. He was incredibly ill, critically ill, back in April, but he's over that now, he says. He was in a coma and all sorts, and he thanks me very much for Elbows Music helping him through that period. He also says, I've just spent a 10-day second spell in hospital, rather to be safe than to be sorry, and seem to have spent half my time waiting for your show on Six Music. You are producing a programme that really gets to me, and I guess many others. Ah, oh, thank you very much. He also goes on to mention Radcliffe and McConey in finding music exactly that he loves. Ah. Oh. He goes on to recommend Coco by Charlie Parker. And it's one of the very few handwritten letters that I've had sent to the show. What a lovely thing. What a lovely man you are, Rob Cooper. I'm glad that you're better. And here for you now is that awesome tune. Thanks for turning me on to it. We shall enjoy it together. And cheers your name. Everybody, glasses aloft to Rob Cooper. Charlie Bird Parker and Coco, a Song for Guy recommendation from the lovely Rob Cooper. Time now to plunge into the BBC Sound Archive and surface clutching an audio pool. Pool? Pearl. God, that was going so well. Here's another one from Terry Wogan on his episode of Desert Island Discs. He gets a bit lost in the middle of this, does Tez? But he's just fascinating to listen to, isn't he?
I left Belvedere College in Dublin, having done a year's philosophy course. I didn't want to go to university, I knew that, because I just could not face three more years of studying. And I knew I'd get a degree, but it wouldn't be a particularly good one, because I have no application, really. I have to be, as I said, beaten into things. And without the heavy hand of a Jesuit behind me, I don't think I'd have got a particularly good degree anyway. So I went back and did philosophy for a year because I was very young. And then I just thought, oh, I'll join a bank.
Did you work on the counter?
I did, oh yes. I was a very kindly teller. It was a jolly bank I used to work in. We used to spend many a happy hour. We had a bit of a martinet of a manager. He used to wear children's sandals and an ill-fitting hopsack suit, and who used to run the place rather like Adolf Hitler or yes. Genghis Khan. His name was Robertson, and he had a rough voice. He used to always get things wrong. He used to come up to me when he'd send me down to the safe, which was a bad move because I used to be able to lure the typists in there. But he'd send me down to wrap up last year's lodgement dockets prior to an inspection. And these I would wrap up as neatly as I possibly could, having shown me how to do it in every small detail. Yeah. Then put the sealing wax on it. And he'd come down, and if I'd done a good job, he'd put his arm around me and said, "Good man, Wogan," he'd say. "Well done." He said, "Always remember, there's no business like show business." I'd look slightly bemused at this piece of knowledge, and he'd say, "And there's no people like show people. They laugh when other people cry." Which left me with a very strange view of show people.
Yes.
Being a bit hard, you know.
Mm. Also a strange view of bank managers.
He was very winning. And in fact, because he ran the place like a martinet, we had hours of endless enjoyment, flinging wet sponges. Whenever a pretty girl would come in with a lodgement, you could always rely on one of the other tellers sneaking up behind you with the large broom handle and letting you have it in the behind so that you would spring out over the counter at this rather frightened girl. So, I mean, fun, if not romance, blossomed yeah. there. I had a lot of fun in the bank. I wouldn't have regretted if I'd stayed in a bank.
Let's have another record.
Yes, I'd love to. It wouldn't be fitting for me not to have a piece of Irish music. And anyway, some pieces of Irish music are so haunting, and I have such an affection anyway for Ireland. A typical Irishman's feeling for Ireland, which is a mixture of the cynical and the romantic. And this is, for me, one of the loveliest Irish airs. It's called Carrick Fergus.
Silver-tongued old ham. Terry Wogan, and he chose the Chieftains playing Old Carrick Fergus. Hasn't he got a great voice, though, eh? Where's that email. There's one from Claire Webster, talking about spoonerisms and also the fact that her child leaves... a child leaves Lego everywhere. My mum used to call it sore footo. I'm with you, Claire, but that's not the email I was looking for. Spoonerisms, this is good. I just sent you an email. I realised I went on a bit, but I forgot my spoonerisms, and these were both... These were both said by a bloke I used to work with, and they made me giggle at the time. He said, pummock stumped, meaning stomach pumped. This gives you an idea of what Barry Middleton and his friend do for a living. He said, pummock stumped instead of stomach pumped. And he... hypodermic needle instead of hypodermic needle. I love it. From Barry Middleton. Thank you, sir. Where's it gone, man? Man in the United Arab Emirates. Oh, here we go. Great. This is from Omar Islam. He says, hello there, guy. Hope you're having a lovely day, doing your thing on the finest hour. I only just started listening to your show at the end of March, and I'll plead guilty to feeling excited every Monday morning when I tune into your show on the iPlayer. It's a real highlight of my week, and I'm not just saying that. Wish I'd started listening from earlier. Here goes my first recommendation. The song I'd like to recommend to you is called Bubble by King Creosote and John Hopkins off their debut album together, Diamond Mine. I'm not sure if you've played either of their work on the show before, but there's a first time for everything, eh? Keep on making great music with Elbow. Thank you. Flattery will get you anywhere, Omar. Thank you. Keep on sharing great music on the finest hour, and much love and many blessings to you. Peace, Omar. Well, my first listener, to my knowledge, in the United Arab Emirates, Omar Islam, and his first song for Guy recommendation. I have played this song and many others by both artists over and over again, but I was so delighted to have an email from that part of the world that I'm going to play it anyway. King Creosote and John Hopkins and Bubble for our new friend Omar Islam. Glasses in the air again, everybody. To Omar.
I won't let you fall. As low as I've been, I promise to crawl until I'm back on my feet. If something were wrong, do you think treasure. I won't let you fall.
Isn't it a beauty? A song for Guy, a recommendation from Omar Islam in the United Arab Emirates. That's King Creosote and John Hopkins and Bubble. So come on, song for Guy recommendations. Just give us a 2-line email saying what the song is and why you think I'll like it. And if I do, I'll play it. It's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk.
The Daily Grind.
It can sometimes get a bit much.
Well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to close your eyes and take a deep breath. In with nourishment, out with fear. Now I want you to think of a special place. A place that gives you a warm, happy feeling. A place with like-minded people, wonderful music, and really, really bad jokes.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Providing inner peace, tranquility, and sometimes nirvana.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
My featured artist of the week is Stephen Patrick Morrissey. The lyrics of "This is a beautiful cover version of Please Please Let Me Get What I Want" by a local artist to me, Miss Nancy Elizabeth, also known as Nancy Elizabeth Cunliffe. I've not seen her for a long, long time, but she's a lovely girl, and this is a fantastic cover version. Again, have a listen to the beautiful lyrics of Morrissey, sung by the much more beautiful voice of Nancy Elizabeth.
Good times are a change. You see the look I have can make a good woman bad. So please, please, please let me get what I want this time. Dream in a long time. You see the life I've had can turn a woman bad. So for once in my life, let me get what I want. Lord knows it would be the first time.
Beautiful, isn't it? Nancy Elizabeth and Please Please Let Me Get What I Want. Ray LaMontagne, Tanya Evans, who's on the Gold Coast in Queensland, Australia, recommended this tune. She said some lovely things about my band as well, which, you know, helps. Thanks a lot, Tanya. I will be back soon. This is Ray LaMontagne and Be Here Now. Is it Montaigne or Montagne? Am I doing too much Spanish in there? I'll work on that.
Get weary and confused.
will be. Still don't try. Don't let your heart get heavy, child inside you. There's a strength that
Well, that's all we have time for another week. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you to the Beckopedia for helping me put the show together, and Michelle and Peter and everybody at Media City Salford. Thanks for your Song for Guy recommendations, and do keep them coming in. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week, everyone. Have a good one. Night, Mum.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Yes, my people, I'm Don Letts, and you're tuned to a Culture Clash special. Dread meets punk rockers, 100 nights at the Roxy. To tell that tale, I'll be spinning a reggae and punk selection that'll hopefully give you a flavour of the times. This very tune, Traditions Moving on Dubs, a Roxy anthem I frequently played to start proceedings. So it was, so it shall be. The club was started by Andrew Chakowski as a direct response to an emerging scene that was in the process of creating a new soundtrack and a new attitude, but crucially had no place to play. Now, Andrew was aware of the buzz created by the music I was playing in Acme Attractions, a shop I was running on the King's Road, Chelsea. So he asked me to DJ at his new club on a regular basis, and I hesitantly took the job. It meant I was perfectly placed to witness the most exciting and inspiring period of my life. In the first hour, classic dub reggae tracks from the period, with the punk rock cuts that made the deck and were undoubtedly part of the story. You'll be hearing from the likes of the Stooges, Prince Farai, the New York Dolls, Big Youth, the 101ers, Joe Gibson the Professionals, the Ramones and the Congos, to name just a few. In the second hour, I'll introduce the English side of the story as it unfolded before my very eyes. But before we get to that, let's hear from the band that got the party started.